T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Today is the fifth consecutive day when air quality in the St. Louis region is forecast to be unhealthy. It's due to ozone levels. We wanted to get more information on that, and we've brought back Dean DeVore, AccuWeather meteorologist, to tell us a little bit more about it. Dean, first off, how is ozone measured?
Well, there are actually sensors that the National Weather Service and other entities have, Megan, that measure that. It's part of the equipment that at a reporting station. So I'm not exactly sure the exact process. But, you know, I think the one thing when we hear ozone, it's in our heads a little bit, because ozone, we're being taught, is a good thing. And it is in the upper levels of the atmosphere. We want that ozone layer there to protect us from the UV rays. But what happens is we get ozone created at the ground levels, and for humans, interacting with that isn't good. And so that's why we've been starting to see some of these problems, which is a typical summer problem here that we see at times. But certainly it's we're off to a hot start already this early summer period, and it seems like these issues are cropping up more.
Dean, does it seem like it's worse at this point in the year than it was at the same time last year or the year before?
I think one of the reasons it has gotten a little bit worse is because we're in this long stretch of dry and hot weather early on. I mean, remember, we were in a situation where it seemed like it was raining off and on a lot, and we were in a wet, and then it just all of a sudden flipped here at the end of the last month, and in the first week or so of this month, we're in this. So this is the time of year when we find it easiest to create that ozone at the ground level because of the long days, creating a lot of opportunity for UV rays to come down to the ground, interact with ground pollutants, and we do have some of that. Some of that wildfire smoke we've been dealing with is created some fine particulate matter down to the surface, and that and industrial pollution and that kind of stuff and car pollution that gets trapped at the surface all work with the atmosphere to create that ground level ozone. And so I think the fact that we've had such a long dry stretch so early in the season has, cropped it up a little bit earlier. And we may see more bouts of this as we go through the rest of the summer for sure.
What are the risks from ozone? Why is it so hazardous?
Well, at the ground level, you're looking at the people that have sensitivities. I know for me, I have a little bronchial asthma situation that I deal with at times. And on high ozone alert days, I can feel that it may be wheezing a little bit. So it's really a situation where this can be effective and problematic for people in terms of their respiratory illnesses. And that link to the high levels of ozone and bad respiratory problems really has only come to our mindset here in the last 5-10 years. And I think, a lot of that too is because we paid so much attention to respiratory situations with the pandemic. We're seeing more and more now how these interrelationships between ground level ozone, fine particulate matter, now the wildfire smoke that we're seeing problems with, and we will see throughout the summer, it's all creating these bad situations. We knew we weren't breathing well in these situations before. Now it seems scientifically we know exactly why we're not breathing well in these situations.
Dean, I noticed yesterday that the ozone warning didn't kick in until mid-morning. Are there certain times of the day when it is much worse?
Yeah, and that would be in the heart of the sunshine. So what you need to create the bad ozone levels at the ground in the troposphere is you need the pollutants I talked about emitted by cars, power plants, industrial boilers, refineries, chemical plants, other sources like that, mixing with the intense solar energy and other volatile organic compounds. And when is the sunlight most intense? Through the middle of the day, like 8, 9, 10 o'clock through the late afternoon and evening. I think that's why we see those ozone alerts usually kick in mid to late morning and continue into the afternoon and evening. Once we create the ozone, if there's not much air movement, it takes a while for it to dissipate. And certainly with less sunlight as we get in the afternoon and evening, the ability to create more, it goes away.
Thank you so much, Dean. We appreciate it. That's AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore joining us this morning. And again, we are under an orange air quality alert today due to ozone levels. So if you know someone or you yourself have respiratory issues, today might be a day you want to stay inside.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.